Okay, here we go, everybody. It's Friday morning, so that means it's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe.
All right.
Scott Zolak is joining us. We prepare you for the Big Pats game against the Bears coming up on Sunday in Chicago. But before we do anything else, Zoe, I mean, we are getting spoiled. It was great to see the Sox get the pennant last night, wasn't it?
It's amazing. For anybody that has little kids, and of course I got a 9-year-old, I got a 14-year-old, I got an 18-year-old. These damn kids are so spoiled, they think that this is what it is.
My kid wakes
up. I know.
See, that's the sad part with baseball and the times and when they play it. Driving my 9-year-old today to school, and he goes, "Dad, did this Red Sox win last night?" Of course, he can't stay up and see the game.
Right.
Wouldn't even have a chance to. Barely. He's in bed, basically, when it starts. That sucks for little kids. You know, try to catch them up on it, and that's what's wrong with that sport.
I know. My 9-year-old made it to the fourth inning, and I'm like, buddy, you got to go to bed.
You got to go to bed, yeah. And what's that thing you saw, Brian, online about the babies?
I know. There are thousands of 8-month-old babies around New England that have never seen a Boston team compete for a championship.
Isn't that a shame?
Gary Byrne,
thank you very much. Very funny.
Hey, and wasn't it great to see David Price get that monkey off his back last night?
It feels good for the player. Because I remember before my 49ers game, Ted Sarandis, who used to work at that other station.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah. They're never going to win with this schlep. And, man, that pissed me off, and I took it and I threw it right in his face, man, after that game. So, yeah, good for Price.
Okay, who do you want? Who you want the Sox to take on? You want the Dodgers, or you want Milwaukee?
Dodgers. You got Machado. You got Machado with that whole throwing at the head thing. Remember Barnes threw at him.
Yep.
So that's all in play. Yeah.
Okay.
Old school Boston, LA, man.
That's going to be good. Okay, now we got a big game against the Bears coming up on Sunday in Chicago at Soldiers Field. How you feeling?
I feel great. We scored 38-43. And for some ungodly known reason, Patriots are only favored by 3 in this game. So for all you gambling addicts that listen to the show, I'd lay the points this weekend. And I'm not saying, hey, go out and gamble. We don't do that.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah,
for
entertainment
purposes only, of course.
I'd say this is a rather unique spot, -3.
I understand. That is unusual.
Hey, Zoe, last week, three catches for Gronk. He had a couple of big catches down the stretch. Is there anything wrong with Gronk? Are they just trying to fit Josh Norman in a little bit quicker? What's going on?
Well, I mean, he's got the ankle that he's been dealing with. I know he wasn't on the injury report last week. So when you're playing with a sore ankle, and you know the guy's had every other injury in the book, so at some point it does take your toll on your body. But I just think he's sort of on that cruise control now. He'll explode when you need him, like he did at the end of the game last week. And we need him down the road here in Pittsburgh. So
now,
just keep feeding him, keep him healthy. That's all I care about.
All right, I was happy to see a win last weekend, but don't you think we're going to see Kansas City again? They're a pretty scary team, don't you think?
They're damn good. That kid's going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
That was the most fun I had calling a game, watching a young quarterback play.
He's that good, is he?
Mahomes, yeah.
He reminds you of Elway, like that 75-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Most quarterbacks will throw it and they'll bloop it in there and the safety makes the play. He zipped that ball in there at a 45-yard rope, and then he'll snags it and goes the rest of the way. That's the stuff Elway used to do.
How about Sony Michel? Is he a better running back than you thought he was? He's quick.
He's much better than our afternoon show thinks he is. Yeah. Hey, sometimes you got to eat the cake, and Tony Maserati's eating it now. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, give us your final score.
Oh, God, I got him 37-17, somewhere in that.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Beat down.
Whoa.
Do you think there's going to be anything like offensive line? Is Khalil Mack going to play? Are we going to have to watch out for Brady? Or do you think they can handle him if he gets in there?
He hasn't practiced in 2 days.
Yep.
He's got a bum ankle. Even if he does, at full strength, they handled him last year in Mexico City when he was with the Raiders.
Yep.
And that was Lager and Waddle blocking him. He was probably going to get the job again this week.
Okay.
I'm not
too
worried about him.
All right,
okay,
good.
Okay, now a little special feature within the feature with LB here, and it's called Getting to Know Zoe.
Okay, it's your last day on Earth. What is your last meal?
Wait a minute, is this like I got in trouble and they're going to electrocute me? Or
probably.
Maybe.
Or you get hit by a bus.
We can go there.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay, so I did something really, really bad and I'm facing death tomorrow.
I like how you have to
story. Oh, my God. 32 ounce bone-in cowboy ribeye, medium rare with a with a blue cheese butter Ooh. Reduction
okay.
on top it with garlic mashed potatoes, the way they slice the garlic in Goodfellas,
green yeah.
spinach, and a Tito's double down heavy martini, slightly dirty with blue cheese stuffed olives.
I think I just fell in love with you. Okay. I just wow. letting you know.
Joe,
I think I just fell in love with you.
All right.
Okay. Everybody loves Zoe.
Okay, yeah. Okay, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Zoe.
Right, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.